This is St. Louis Public Radio. 10 years ago today, Anheuser-Busch agreed to a $52 billion buyout by Belgium-based InBev. The deal rocked the beer industry, and thousands of AB employees lost their jobs. St. Louis Public Radio's Melody Walker reports on the local industry that flourished for decades in the shadow of AB, but suffered a major blow when InBev acquired the iconic American brewer.
Long before trending topics and memes on social media went viral, there were advertising jingles and theme songs that got stuck in your head, like this one.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say.
There were dozens of companies based in St. Louis that worked on creating those ads for Anheuser-Busch that appeared on radio, TV, and in print.
There were account executives, there were creative directors, there were art directors, there were photographers, illustrators, food stylists, hairstylists, makeup stylists, wardrobe people, prop people.
Greg Struby started out as a photographer more than 30 years ago. He worked almost exclusively on advertising projects for AB before founding his own studio. He says AB's multi-million dollar ad budget supported thousands of jobs outside the St. Louis brewery.
There were a couple people in town that pretty much made a full-time living just making custom stuff for props for photo shoots that didn't exist in reality.
Darcy Macias Benton and Bowles was AB's ad agency of record for decades and employed more than 300 people at its St. Louis office. Darcy launched some of the brand's greatest campaigns.
This bug's for you.
Jerry Mandel was a writer at Darcy and worked on this campaign for 6 years. He says you couldn't work in St. Louis without getting beer spilled on you.
Anheuser-Busch had a lot of different marketing needs. And it wasn't just television and radio commercials. It was packaging. It was signage. It was supporting various events.
By 1987, Budweiser was the top-selling beer in America. It had toppled its arch-rival Miller, thanks in part to a marketing budget that had grown to an unprecedented $800 million. AB was on its way to a record-breaking 52% share of the beer market. And as Jerry Mandel says, when AB's fortunes increased, St. Louis benefited.
It was a very generous company. They put a lot of money and effort into the community. This city was under the umbrella, in some ways, of Anheuser-Busch.
Fast forward to 2008. Ronnie Chambers was an HR executive at AB. She'd been there for almost 20 years.
Up to that point, Anheuser-Busch had never been a company to lay people off. I mean, we needed to have been doing that for a long time, but we just never had.
When InBev took over, thousands of AB employees were laid off. The new cost-conscious management also slashed advertising, marketing, and promotion budgets. Greg Struby says the city's creative agencies were not immune.
A lot of agencies have gone out of business as a result of it. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of vendors to those agencies have not survived. It's had a big effect on the overall size and depth of the advertising community here in St. Louis.
Struby estimates that more than half of the St. Louis ad community that depended on the beer business is gone. But he is quick to add the survivors and newcomers are doing well. They just can't depend on hometown companies anymore to keep them in business. I'm Melody Walker, St. Louis Public Radio.